This is the review for current events, semester two, a midterm exam. First, essay, 140 words about Mr. Kamil Özdemir and Ramadan. Next, keywords for the listening test. These are all from Islam and the Middle East. Too often misunderstood. All of the words are from the text called Islam in the Middle East. None of the words are from Ramadan. First, Islam. Islam is the name of the religion. It's the second largest religion. Islam. Muslim. Muslim is a person who believes in Islam. A Muslim is a person who submits or surrenders, because the word Islam means surrender or submission. So a Muslim is a person who surrenders or submits. A Muslim is a person who believes in Islam. Allah is the God, according to the religion of Islam. And there's only one God, and his name is Allah. So Allah is the name of God. Quran is the name of the book written by the Prophet Muhammad. And this book, the Quran, teaches the way of Islam. Next, Africa. Africa is a place where Islam is popular. Of course, the Middle East. Of course, in the Middle East, Islam is popular, but also in Africa and parts of Asia, it is popular. Next, jihad. Jihad. Jihad means to fight against something bad. This could mean something within yourself or an enemy on the outside. So jihad does not mean to try to kill people who are not Islamic. Jihad means to fight against something bad. I gave you the example of me quitting tobacco. Anyway, next is Hajj. Hajj is a trip that every Muslim tries to make in their lifetime. And they go to Mecca in the Hajj. So every Muslim wants to do the Hajj, which is a trip to Mecca. They wish to take this once in their lifetime, take this trip. Next, Jewish. Jewish is the religion of people who live in Israel. And also Jewish is the religion of the people who were victims in World War II. But the Jewish people after World War II came to the Middle East and made the country called Israel. And these were all people from one religion, and it's the Jewish religion, so the people are called Jewish people. Next, Europe. Europe is the place that most of the Jewish people who made Israel lived. Most of the people who made Israel were Jewish people from Europe. That Israel is a new country. Next, Hezbollah. Hezbollah is the name of a political organization. A political organization, and they're from Lebanon. And they're Islamic, so they believe in Islam, but they're a political organization. and they're from Lebanon. They work in Lebanon, and they're called Hezbollah. Next is Hamas. Hamas is also a political organization from, and they work in Palestine. Palestine is the area that the Palestinian people live. So that's the next one. Palestinian. Palestinian means somebody who lived in the land of Israel before the Jewish people came. And now they live in another area called the occupied territories. But the Palestinians had to leave Israel, and that's what causes the Palestinian problem. Next, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is the name in English. It's a word used in English for any Muslims that fight. Al-Qaeda is not a group of people or organization. It just means the fighters. So these people are trying to fight for the rights of Islam. Right. Next, Mujahideen. Mujahideen are the people who fought in they fought in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union in the 1980s. These people fought against the Soviet Union and won. They're called the Mujahideen. And the U.S. supported them. However, now many of them are in what you call Al-Qaeda people. Next is Afghanistan. Afghanistan. Afghanistan is the country that was invaded by the Soviet Union in the 1980s. Afghanistan is the country that the Mujahideen were from. And now Afghanistan has some of the people who are called Al-Qaeda. In Afghanistan, later on, the Taliban came to power after the Soviet Union left. So that's the next word, Taliban. Taliban is a group of people who were very strict and violent about their religious rules. So they are a group that were very strict about being strict Muslims. And so the Taliban are, many of the people living in the mountains are also called Taliban in Afghanistan. And in Afghanistan, there are many Taliban. However, they are not the same people that ruled Afghanistan. They're Pakistan people, Pakistanis. Anyway, Taliban is a name for a group of people who want to be Muslim in a strict way. Next, Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden is a very rich person from Saudi Arabia who supported Al-Qaeda. And Osama bin Laden supported the people who attacked on 9/11. Next, the country Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is rich because of its oil and is friends with the U.S. So Saudi Arabia is a rich country that has oil and it's also friends with the U.S. Next, Iraq. Iraq was invaded by the U.S. on March 19th, 2003. And Iraq had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden, Saudi Arabia, Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, or any of this. So, it is meaningless to attack Iraq. However, America did attack Iraq. Okay, so those are the key words. So, just work on the essay and make sure you understand the key words. And listen to the text about the Islam carefully. Okay, good luck.